listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The city of Kalgoorlie-Boulder is still working to determine the cause of a putrid smell plaguing Boulder. It follows a letter from the Health Minister's office in December to a local resident, which alleges the city identified the odour as a nearby nickel smelting plant. The city's CEO says that's not the conclusion they reached and are continuing to investigate the cause with the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation. Supply and demand continues to be a key issue for housing in our regions. It's as rental prices continue to jump across the state, with Kalgoorlie-Boulder seeing a 9.1% increase. Domain's Alice Stoll says it's a vicious cycle.
We have so much demand for housing in many parts of the regions in WA, and we just don't have enough supply. And what that does is just keep sort of turbocharging those prices.
Drivers are being urged to take extra caution following a spike in animal collision cases during winter. RAC figures revealing April was the highest month for claims last year, followed by May, July, then June, commonly occurring during sunrise and nightfall. The group's Glenn Walker says there's a particular animal jumping around during this time of year.
Kangaroos featured in 88% of animal collision claims last year. Given they can travel up to 70 kilometres an hour, kangaroos pose a major risk.
In sport, a Goldfields footy product has been selected as part of this year's Marche AFL National Academy Boys Squad. Malachi Champion making the trip to Melbourne for a three-day accredited development camp, adding him to an eligible list for the 2024 AFL draft selection. The Mines Rovers product didn't take to the field in the under-18s clash due to injury. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.